Second half, I thought we were good. First half, although we scored two goals, I didn't think we were quite at the races. And we asked a question before the game. They were very, very quiet for some reason in the dressing room. And sometimes you get these vibes and they're not conducive to putting on a good performance. And I wanted to sort of pre-warn them of the fact that we felt they were quiet and not as bubbly as they have been. And they sort of, I think that was, we started quite well to be honest. For 5 minutes I thought we were quite good and we pinned them in the first 5 minutes of the game. And then after that, we sort of dropped off it a little bit. And it seems silly that I'm saying that because we scored two goals. But I didn't think we were anywhere near as good as we were on Friday in the first half. And we said at half time that the next goal was vitally important because it gives them a lift if they come out and get a goal. But I have to say, apart from probably a 5 minute spell where they got crosses in the box, we were probably dominant in the second half. Now, people will say and sit there and watch that and say, well, they had quite a bit of possession, but it was possession that wasn't really hurting us. We had bodies behind the ball, we had a good shape to us. And if they want to keep possession in their own half and in midfield and play 2 yard passes, that's entirely up to them. And again, it was kind of similar to Luton that, let them have the ball to a point, then we'll press it and we'll work them when the opportunity arises and then we can hit them on the break. And I thought that was a very typical of our performance second half in that that's how the third goal was scored.
And in the first half, the importance of set pieces and quality of set pieces was shown by at both ends, really.
Yeah, I thought Joe put in some good deliveries for from set pieces. They caused them a few problems. You've got the likes of Ponder, you've got the likes of Sean, you've got Cookie in there as well. And saying that, Dell pops up with a goal. But, it's about identifying things and, they're a little bit slow, our lot, to pick up on the fact that one of their centre-halves had gone off injured for a corner. And we didn't push Dell, and Dell was sort of stood on the edge of the box until he gets a shout to step into the box and go and attack it as the extra man. And fortunately, he did that, dropped down to him, and he's poked it in.
Is Nathan Pond claiming the second goal?
I just asked a question. Apparently, I think he was a little bit embarrassed the fact that it was attributed to him. But I couldn't see it happened that quick. Whether it came off one of their players or what, I'm not quite sure. But we'll give it to Pondy because again, like I just said there to somebody else, he's got himself in a good area and he's caused them a few problems.
And the quality of the third goal was there for everyone to see.
Yeah, I thought it was an excellent goal. I think if you see that on Match of the Day, you're purring over it. I think it's a great run from Scott Nielsen. He's got the ability, Scott, to glide past people. He can go on his left or on his right, and he took the pressure off us. He picked it up deep in our own half and sort of ran, sort of three quarters of the length of the pitch. And not only that, at the end of it, he's threaded a good ball through to Ross, and I thought it was a brilliant finish. Sort of on the down the side of him, and put it in the bottom corner. So very, very pleased with the third goal.
We were saying really tonight and on Friday night that Town almost look like they're dangerous when they're defending because they look as though they're going to break and be a threat.
Yeah, it's not by accident. We're not saying that we want to defend and just soak things up. That's not how we play. What we ask our teams to do is work extremely hard, and I think you see that with the wingers. Scott Nielsen and Joe Colbeck are back helping the fullbacks out, and they're fit enough, they're strong enough to be able to then pick the ball up in good areas and run at defenders. And any defenders that have a winger running at you, it causes problems. And we said, after the first sort of 10, 15 games of season, our fitness levels will start to show. And I think they are. I think we're overpowering teams at the moment. And, long may that continue.
Yeah, tough test on Saturday at Newport.
It will. Top of the league. So we're underdogs going down there to Wales. So it's going to be a tough test for us. But everybody would have said Forest Green was a tough test. Luton was a tough test. Tonight was a tough one. So, we keep managing to scrap out results against the sides that are above us or around us. So, after that we got Dartford as well. That's another tough one. So, they don't get any easier. But I think the players are starting to relish the fact now that these games are coming and they're tough and we've got something to prove.
Darren Evan, that's his fifth booking tonight. Does he miss that game?
He misses Saturday, yeah, unfortunately. So we missed Dell, which is a little, a bit frustrating. The fact that he gives us something in there that I think goes unseen at times. I think people are seeing that now, what he gives us. You know, I think he allows Craig Dizzley to get on the ball, and I thought Diz was excellent tonight. He kept it ticking over for us, and he got in some good positions, got forward quite well. But that he can only do that if Derek gives him the cover, and that's what Dell does. He gets around the pitch and works hard and does the ugly side of the game, if you like. But yeah, he'll be a miss. But you know, we've got Frankie Artis, we've got Andy Thanaj, we've got Ponder, who can play central midfield. So we'll have to have a look at it and see which is the best option for us.
Finally, Anthony Elding, you said, has asked for a move, and Louis Saws can go out on loan. Any movement there?
There's been quite a bit of interest in Louis. You know, he's got quite a few clubs interested in him, so we've just spoken to him there about, you know, his options. So he's going to have a think about that tonight, and we'll see where that comes about tomorrow. But, you know, we said from day one that, you know, we know Louis's got something, and it's frustrating for everybody that he hasn't quite produced yet. So we want him to go out, get games in a month, come back, hopefully restored of confidence, scored a couple of goals and played really well. And that's the ambition for him, and that's our aim for him. So Elds, again, he's come on tonight and he's shown what he's capable of. You know, wins his headers, brings it down, links play. If it, you know, look, this is football. If players aren't happy, they make decisions. Sometimes they're not right ones, but they may feel that they're right for them. Anthony's asked to go because he's not playing. So, you know, we've accepted the fact that he's handed a transfer in, but it doesn't mean he's not going to play for us while he's at this football club. And it might be that he does stay at this football club. The door's certainly not shut on him. But what he needs to do, as we ask of everybody else, is get your head down, keep working, and opportunities will come. If nothing else is to come from any other club, then he's a Grimsby Town player until otherwise is said.